This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. We farmers sometimes have an inferiority complex. We feel taken for granted considering what we produce is one of the most important things humans need. The long wait for a new Secretary of Agriculture hasn't helped. While the Senate has confirmed Dr. Ben Carson to lead the Department of Housing and Urban Development and Governor Rick Perry to head up the Energy Department, Governor Sonny Perdue still waits for a vote on his confirmation as Secretary of Agriculture. Rex Tillerson is in place at the State Department, Steve Mnuchin is Treasury Secretary, and Jeff Sessions, Attorney General, were confirmed back in February. Defense, Justice, and Homeland Security are done. Same for Health and Human Services, Interior, Education, Transportation, Commerce, Veterans Affairs, EPA, and others. In fact, the Agriculture Secretary is one of only three cabinet-level posts that remain vacant, along with Labor and U.S. Trade Representative. Whether intentional or not, it sends the wrong message that agriculture just isn't as important as other things. But I bet all 100 senators will eat a hearty meal today. They'll just assume their food is plentiful and safe, and it is. To keep it that way, the men and women who grow our food, fiber, and energy crops need an agriculture secretary on the job. Governor Perdue is the right man for the job. The members of the Senate Agriculture Committee certainly think so. Their overwhelming approval sending Perdue's nomination to the full Senate. There's important work ahead for the Agriculture Secretary, mapping out a productive path forward on trade, addressing the ag labor shortage that seems to be getting worse every year, and developing recommendations for the 2018 Farm Bill as farmers continue to deal with the biggest drop in farm prices and income in decades. That's on top of steering ongoing work such as protecting animal health and foreign markets from diseases like avian influenza. I know Governor Perdue is eager to get to work on behalf of farmers, consumers, and rural America. It's time for the Senate to let him do just that. It's time to confirm Sonny Perdue as Secretary of Agriculture. AFBF's David Salmonson was quoted in a CNBC article about agricultural trade. CNBC pointed out there's growing concern in the agriculture industry about fallout from anti-Mexico rhetoric in the Trump administration hurting American farmers. CNBC also noted that these concerns come in the midst of Sonny Perdue's pending approval as U.S. Agriculture Secretary. Salmonson, Senior Director of Congressional Relations, explained, "We want the Secretary of Agriculture and USDR positions to be filled, as trade is important to the ag sector. We want to keep the trade we have with Mexico and not have any barriers that would result in decreased trade." Pipelines transport much of the natural gas, liquid fuels, and other hazardous materials that Americans use every day. In fact, there are over 500,000 miles of large diameter, high pressure pipelines crisscrossing the United States. These pipelines are in every state and most are underground. Digging into a pipeline can result in a catastrophe. Excavation damage or digging into pipelines is one of the leading causes of natural gas and hazardous liquid pipeline accidents that cause property damage, injury, or death. Even scraping or nicking a pipeline can cause a future disaster. But the good news is that damaging pipelines while digging in is entirely preventable. A call to 811 is the simplest way to prevent excavation damage to underground pipelines. AFBF President Zippy Duval applauded Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt for rejecting a petition that would have eliminated the use of chlorpyrifos in agriculture. Farmers nationwide depend on chlorpyrifos in managing their crops, according to Duval. It is widely and safely used for a wide range of crops, including alfalfa, citrus, vegetables, soybeans, almonds, and others. It also protects hundreds of thousands of acres of grass seed production, where it controls aphids, cutworms, and other pests. As USDA noted, chlorpyrifos has been used as a part of environmentally friendly integrated pest management programs for nearly 50 years. Duval noted that the chemical is still subject to registration review and any concerns about its safe use can be addressed in that process. AFBF earlier filed comments with the EPA expressing concern over the agency's approach. The agency had apparently relied on epidemiological studies, even though researchers had failed to share raw data with the agency. EPA's own scientific advisory panel, as well as USDA, had expressed caution about how the agency used the epidemiological study. Encouraging continued bipartisan negotiations on meaningful regulatory reform legislation, AFBF and 47 other agricultural organizations again pledged their readiness to work with lawmakers on much-needed improvements to the rulemaking process. In a letter to Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Chairman Ron Johnson of Wisconsin and Ranking Member Claire McCaskill of Missouri, the groups reiterated key principles for crafting a regulatory reform measure: greater transparency, the use of sound science, greater sensitivity to costs and benefits, strengthen federalism with state partners, a stronger public right to know, and accountability for agencies' use of economic and scientific data. AFBF and the National Grain and Feed Association on Monday joined in calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Sonny Perdue as 31st Agriculture Secretary this week before beginning a two-week spring recess on April 7th. The Senate Agriculture Committee, in an overwhelming bipartisan vote on March 30th, approved recommending confirmation of the former two-term Georgia governor to the full Senate. U.S. farmers, ranchers, and agribusinesses, and the consumers we serve need the strong, capable leadership at USDA that Governor Perdue will provide, the AFBF and NGFA said. He is a dedicated, accomplished, innovative, problem-solving, and proven public servant, and we need him at the USDA to begin addressing a backlog of policy issues that are awaiting his attention and to begin the process of filling key positions within the department. It also is vital to have Governor Perdue engaged fully within the administration and with Congress on international trade, farm bill, and regulatory issues affecting U.S. farmers, ranchers, and agribusinesses. AFBF has announced the launch of Market Intel, a new series of market intelligence reports available at fb.org/marketintel and on Twitter at fbmarketintel. Market Intel will provide timely market intelligence on the agricultural economy for farmers, ranchers, lawmakers, and consumers, according to AFBF. Soybeans trumping corn in 18 states by AFBF's Dr. John Newton is the first Market Intel report in the new series. It features insights on the implications of Agriculture's Department's just-released Prospective Plantings and Grain Stocks reports. Farm Bureau's aim with Market Intel is to analyze current market events in agriculture related to both crops and livestock through an economic lens. The timely market intelligence on the agricultural economy that Farm Bureau provides will be useful for farmers, lawmakers, and consumers. Farmers and ranchers will find Market Intel to be a useful decision-making resource for marketing and planting. America's farmers and ranchers need a flexible tax code that gives them freedom to grow, to both grow and adapt quickly to changes beyond their control, AFBF told Congress on Wednesday. Pat Wolf, Senior Director of Congressional Relations for AFBF, addressed agriculture's need for sweeping tax reform in a hearing before the House Agriculture Committee. Running a farm or ranch business is challenging under the best of circumstances, Wolf said. Farmers and ranchers need a tax code that recognizes the unique financial challenges that impact them. Wolf urged Congress to create and retain tax policies that support high-risk, capital-intensive businesses like farms and ranches. Farm Bureau supports many of the provisions in the House's proposed blueprint for tax reform, including reduced income taxes, reduced capital gains taxes, immediate business expensing, and estate tax repeal. But Wolf explained the plan can be improved by reinstating benefits like the deduction for business interest expense and guaranteeing the continuation of stepped-up basis, cash accounting, and like-kind exchanges. AFBF President Zippy Duvall recently thanked President Trump and the Agriculture Department for authorizing emergency grazing on Conservation Reserve Program land in the face of devastating wildfires in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. USDA officials told AFBF they stand ready to work with Colorado farmers and ranchers should their governor make a similar request to the department. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.